Morocco, week 5, Monday.
And now, episode 21 of Moon Over Morocco.
When a dog cannot bite, it has a bone in its mouth.
Jack Flanders has reappeared in a different world. He met a gatekeeper who led him through the darkness to the edge of the desert. From there, Jack continued alone till he came upon a campfire. Seated near the fire was a storyteller. Telling the story of Jack approaching the campfire with the storyteller, telling the story of Jack approaching the campfire. Then around the fire, men appeared. Jack and the men mounted horses and rode off into the desert night.
It's late at night, warm out, pretty quiet, except for me. I'm talking. I'm Kasbah Kelly. The katydids are really active this time of year. Mojo and I are sitting in the back of the Cafe of the One Bridge. Sunny Skies is at the El Maghrib Hotel. We're waiting to see if anything will happen to her. There's a stream that runs through here. That's what you're hearing. It runs under the One Bridge. Sunny has the phone number if anything should happen. What do you think?
I was thinking, boss, that back in the U.S., it's possible to operate in straight lines. But here, no way. Ain't gonna happen no way at all.
You think you can do any more yogic projections? Tune in on Jack?
When it feels right, I think so.
Mojo, there's a lot of things we never talk about. You know. But I was wondering, just how seriously are you involved in Magic Sahar? I mean...
Well, boss, it's hard to know anything without doing it or being it. But it's funny that people don't know that magical and mystical is very close.
Magical and mystical? How do you mean?
You know what Miss Guy said about how the contest explained the different bodies we have, astral and physical and all those? Well, magic makes conscious use of that for the transmission of the will.
They say Sahar... The transmission of the will, as you call it, doesn't affect Europeans.
Yeah, well, pretty true, boss. You see, our astral bodies pick up vibrations like a flycatcher. The Moroccans probably got a super-sensitive astral vibrator going. You know how they know when someone's putting a spell on them? Well, to do that, there's usually some property of theirs, a hair or something that's being used. It's the link, what's called the magical link, you see?
It's because the Moroccans believe the Europeans don't have souls, so Sahar doesn't work on us.
Ah, their women don't have souls either, boss. But that don't stop them from throwing the heckers at each other.
And then what's the reason?
It's like a game of chess.
Yeah, everything's like a game of chess.
That's right, boss, but you can't use chessmen against some other guy unless he agrees to use them in the same sense as you do. The Moroccans say the Europeans use a different board.
So Sahar is a matter of will and coupled with energy behind it and the type of talisman you use.
Take, for example, suppose I want to win a woman who can't stand the sight of me. Not only that, she loves somebody else. So I got to overcome not only her will, but her lover's too. I got no direct control over either one, you see. And all kinds of errors in the transmission of my will might happen. There can be a misunderstanding, a mood can make a lot of mischief. External events, the lover may match me in magic, The operation may offend nature and woman.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, offend nature?
Maybe there's a subconscious incompatibility between me and the woman. Like I deceive myself into thinking I desire her. No effort of will can make oil mix with water.
So they figure there are no magical links that can be used on Europeans.
Sukiyo.
Yeah, well, the old ladies and their herbs, of course. They'll affect anyone.
Yeah, but Sukiyo will get you in the right state, psychic state. And that's their magical link for the will.
So they can do their influence. Then you don't think it's possible for a Moroccan to affect a Westerner with the usual talisman?
Sure. If you got a letter that could compromise some guy, that puts him in a worried state of mind, you can set up the link, you see. Anything can serve as a magical weapon. You want to impose your will on a nation? Your talisman could be a newspaper. Your triangle could be a church. Your circle, an organization you belong to. Your wand may be a playwright's pen, and your incantation a rock and roll song. Many ends, many means, boss.
Then you always have to have the magical link.
No, but you gotta be real good. You can't produce no thunderstorm unless the materials exist in the air. See?
Good night, Mr. Brown. I know you, Mr. Brown. I know you, Mr. Brown. Yes, good night, Mademoiselle Myron. And I know you, Miss Myron. And I know you, Miss Myron. Yes, the rest of your name, Mr. Smith. Is your name Mr. Smith? Is your name Mr. Smith? It doesn't get me, but I'm Jones. Is your name Mrs. Jones? Is your name Mrs. Jones?
I wonder what that is.
Have you been with Neil? Have you met Neil?
Listen. It's not far away. I wonder if Kelly would be angry if I went down there. I hate being stuffed up here, waiting for something to happen. Why not? The music stopped. It's gone. Well, good God, what was that? It was enormous. Must have been a hawk or something. Its wings were enormous. There's someone standing over there, watching me. An old woman. I think I'll call Kelly. Hello?
It took you a while to answer.
Kelly? Oh, I was just out of the room for a minute.
Everything's okay?
Yes. I heard some lovely music coming from somewhere. Other than that, I've just been listening to the radio.
Okay. I'm going back to my place. If you need me, phone me. I'll be there.
It seems so peaceful.
Boring, actually. Do you really think it's worthwhile?
You're forgetting hotel phones.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Say hello to Mojo for me.
Yeah, I will.
Good night, Kelly.
Good night. She's okay. Nothing. All's quiet. Oh, she says hello.
Yeah. She's a nice girl, boss.
Mojo, there was one thing you said that I didn't quite understand. That thing about magic and mysticism. Something about what the Contessa told Sonny.
It's the bodies we have. When you use magic, like to affect your will on someone, you directly, well, like a talisman. Maybe it's a lock of hair or a handkerchief, but it's connected with their aura. Like the one about the girl and her lover, you may attack her astrally so that her aura becomes uneasy, so that she doesn't respond to her lover. Unless they figure out the cause, they may quarrel, and that's when you move in.
You know, it strikes me that there's something wrong imposing one's will on someone else.
It's not necessarily wrong, boss. Those moral judgments are made by people on the outside. You see, every magician knows that he's got the golden rule or the law of karma to deal with, or call it anything, conscience. What it comes down to is simple. Whatever I do to another, I also do to myself.
I see.
Yeah. Like old Aleister Crowley used to say, every vibration awakens all others of its particular pitch.
Well, should we go?
Sure. The Berbers have a saying, boss. Better a handful of dry dates and content with that than to own the gate of peacocks and be kicked in the eye by a broody camel.
Still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. ZBS.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
It was a dirt road that led down through a wall. It looked like the Great Wall and Ramparts at Marrakesh. And then I heard someone singing. And through the ancient gateway came this figure, 7 feet tall, dressed in white. I recognized him as Bhagwan Das. He was singing and others were behind him following. He looked Christ-like and he had everything under control.
Shall we follow him?
You don't think he has his own boat?
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.